This is Davin's Den.
Thank you guys for hanging out in Davin's Den with Joe, Pippin, me. Having a good time tonight.
Yeah.
Everybody's in on the wager. Who's going to live longer? Who's Joe's lifer, Pip's job. Get in now. Clock is running.
Is that going to be I'm going to
go on the record right now and say Joe is going to outlast your job. I'm going to go on the record right now and say that. I feel good about that. You can't kill evil, as I say.
Oh, God. I don't know which one of us should be more offended, Joe.
Oh, I think you could share.
We could share, right?
You could be equally offended, and I equally don't give a shit. Why would you be offended?
You're banking on...
I'm not banking on anything. If FanDuel is going to make this an option, they have all sorts of creative wagers. Listen, if FanDuel is going to put this, then I might put some money on it. But right now, it's... There's no money on it.
As long as they're not going to try to make it come to pass, either of them.
No. Listen, neither one of you need anybody's fucking help. That's what makes it such an interesting wager.
Yeah, right? So,
I mean, you really have no right to be offended. You don't. But yeah, you have no right to be offended. Because it could be 10 years, 20 years. I don't know. I didn't put a number on it.
Oh, all right.
I mean, it could be a week or two. I didn't put a number on any of it. You know, these things are, you guys have a hand in controlling this.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have complete control, but you certainly have a hand. But I think the three of us will be doing this long after on to a new day program.
Well,
let me tell you something. I could be on death's door, right? And I'm flatlining, and somebody whispers in my ear, "I've got a promotion." Beep, beep.
Boy, are you competitive?
You don't want to lose. But I mean, really, a promotion, slow down. Let's get her own fucking desk first, okay?
Troy. Oh, you're awful. Punch him, Pip. You're right there. You can reach him.
There she can't.
Across the table.
Listen, I mean, you don't go from sharing a desk to promotion. Let's get Pip her own desk, and then we can look a little further for promotion.
I like to share
a desk like they're in kindergarten.
Kinda.
Do you get to put your head down for a nap?
Well, she's not supposed to, which is why I feel good about my chances on this bet.
Like, after the first pint of rum, I need a little nap, and then I have a coffee and I snap out of it.
It's not fucking rum. It's that you keep hours like the Crypt Keeper.
Dying more.
Okay, good girl. All right, let's do some scamming scammers. Enough of Pip getting fired and Joe dying. Not tonight. Not on my watch. All right. Well, we're of course talking to my now romance scammer, Caroline. We're going to start with May 12th. When we last left off last week, Caroline was very reasonable. She was only asking for a $100 gift card, not $1,000. And she couldn't understand why unemployed fake Davin was not coming up with the cash. She felt she was being very reasonable.
You cheap bastard.
And also, we were a couple again.
Yeah.
So I left the friend zone. She left the friend zone. We are romantically together. Because you know what? True love lasts forever.
As long as the money does.
Well, the money hasn't come yet, Joe. The love is outlasting the money.
Yeah. I think in the pool, this relationship is going to go earlier than Joe or my job.
No, you can't say that. You guys have predicted the demise of this relationship many times, and I've already been at this like close to a fucking year. How dare you? I've been talking to her longer than you've been employed. You were actually, I might be talking to her longer than you were unemployed. That should be looked at.
That's true. Wait a second. But what if Joe gets fired and I die?
Both Joe's not going to get fired, but yes, on yours.
Yeah.
They're not going to fire Joe. I've been on the other. I've heard Joe talk with the other people who work in his office. He's secure. He's fine. I hate to say this because he might get a big head, but it appears he's somewhat competent.
All right, let me tell you something. That was when they were calling it. Let me tell you something. I told them all, don't call me. We're essentially turning the Plaza Hotel into the compound. If I could put sentences together, it would be a fucking miracle.
Okay. Is this going to affect the show at all?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's really what I care about. Okay, let's move. Where we last left off, I said your Instagram account disappeared. What happened? As scammers' Instagram accounts often do, which as we've talked about many times, when they want to get us on Hangouts or WhatsApp or something else where they can't be reported for being awful scammers. So that was May 11th. May 12th, I go, good morning. She goes, good afternoon. How are you? I go, I'm okay. How are you? She goes, I'm good. I go, excellent. What happened to Instagram? Are you there? She goes, I'm there. I deleted it.
Okay.
I said, why? She goes, I'm just tired of it. Are you now? Because remember that. I remember this is the way she made money. You know, she would reach out to clients with investment. So you wouldn't just delete it. And at one time, she didn't want to talk to me on Instagram because it was a business Instagram.
Uh huh.
So you're not just deleting. I'm almost feeling like she's not being completely forthright.
What?
Yeah.
Come
Ooh,
on.
Hell.
That's really harsh.
So she says she's just tired of it. I go, I understand. Too many people telling you how pretty you are. LOLZ, lols. I go, may I ask you a question? She goes, go ahead. I go, were you serious about wanting to be a couple again? She goes, yeah, for sure. I want to be once more. I go, okay. I never thought we would walk that path again. You know, I never thought after I told you you were on the radio, we'd have these moments to share. But
God, they're so dumb.
I never comprehended just how bad you were at this. But yes, let's walk down this path yet again.
Mm.
You know, of you asking for money and me coming up with excuses why you never will. She goes, you never thought of that again? You never thought? She said it twice. I go, you and I have gotten pretty harsh with each other. We had some we said some things, so I just put us out of my mind. If we're going to do this, we're going to need to trust each other, not think the worst of each other. She goes, sometimes things work out that way, too. The bad and the good side of it. I go, I think we know who each other is. I think I know who she is.
I think she has no idea who you really are.
Yeah, she might not know who I am. I go, I can love you with all your faults if you can love me with all my faults. She goes, trust, you said. It's hard to see, but we have no other option than trusting your close partner. Nobody is perfect. So now what this has to mean, now what this trust should mean is she has to trust me about the money. Just be patient. It's important that she trust me. Because I trust she's not getting money anytime soon. But it's important that she trusts fake Davin is working just his little hiney off to get her some of that money.
True.
Yes. She goes, nobody's perfect. I go, I agree. We have that the worst of each other. We've seen the worst of each other at times. I don't want that. If we do this, we have to treat each other with love and tenderness. We've both been through a lot. She goes, yeah, I know. I go, I love you. I never stopped, but you're not the easiest. I'm sure you feel I'm not the easiest either. Caroline Fuchs, will you be my girlfriend, my love? I go, oh man, that long pause for an answer to that question. And then we go into the next day. Can you imagine?
Oh my God!
Can you imagine? As they said in Seinfeld, that's a big meatball hanging out there. I love you.
Yeah,
That's a big meatball.
Oh God!
I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you just feel nauseous watching somebody up on the, you know, the Jumbotron asking somebody to marry them and have it go wrong. It's like if this was real, you saying, you know, you want to be my girlfriend, I love you and everything. And it's like radio silence.
Bueller.
I
guess I'll just be over here with my dick in my hand. No, I'm not the baby from Nirvana. What?
I was thinking that.
Yeah, but I said it.
I know you did.
Yay for me. Now I can have the comedy crown awarded by Joe Curry. The Joe Curry tribute comedy crown. Thank you. In remembrance of Joe Curry.
In remembrance. remember.
Because Joe died in a Southwest air crash.
Oh, God.
You know what it'll say? Anthony's friend, plumber salesman. And it won't say his name, and it won't say comic.
Ouch. Oh, killed him twice.
A fucking lightning bolt will be coming down if that's the case.
Well, you're already dead. Well, who's God aiming for now?
No, that's enough to piss me off.
I'm coming back! And saying, hold on, stupid. I make the call.
Instead of being a comic, a plumbing salesman. That's the end of the word.
How much you want to wager that's what gets said? She don't make that wager. She don't want to lose.
No.
So I go, oh, man, that's a long pause for an answer to the question. So the next day, I go, take your time. Don't rush back with an answer.
Jeez.
I go, I guess you're not answering is kind of an answer. I guess you prefer we are not be a couple. She goes, not really. I was kind of busy. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? You're talking about putting the band back together again.
Oh, my God. It's like, you know, honey, I love you. Could you put down that fucking video game for a second?
Yeah!
Right.
We need to talk! Go on, I'll just be over here playing Mario Supercart.
You're a dead man!
Like in a normal, healthy situation, that would be the end of it right here. Okay.
Yep.
You know what?
I'm too busy, and I'm too busy to... Yeah.
But this is not a normal situation.
No.
I laugh. I go, LOL, I asked if you wanted to be together, and you took a whole day. I kind of like to think we'll make each other a bit of a priority. I'm open to give it a one last try. Do you want to be my girlfriend and give this our best shot? I go, you're not going to take another day, are you, LOL? And then we go to the 14th, and she says accepted. But I think that was pretty quickly.
Another day!
I give her a kiss and go, excellent. I go, excellent, boo. What's been keeping you busy? She goes, I'm with my friends. Can you imagine? We're talking about putting this together. It's worse than if I'm busy with work. I'm with my friends. Ugh.
Who means
shit? When you went, I'm going to meet my friends. I'll let you know. Yeah, you're adults, you know? They're both free to tell each other to go to hell, you know? So it's just a quick and dry answer, you know?
I'm so busy with my friends. I don't have time for you.
Really, really.
All right. So I go. Lucky we can't do that. Quarantine, aren't you? Aren't you under quarantine? She goes, we are, but limited. Just closed by friends two in number. Oh, so she be with two close friends in number.
Oh.
Yeah.
I go, oh, that's nice. I should drive to see you and be part of your too. She goes, okay, I'm waiting. And she puts rocket ships because she's in Canada. Now, of course, I can't really get into Canada. And she's not really in Canada. But we can both pretend.
Yes.
Ghana, Canada.
So what do you think I do now? What's the fake Davin move?
Are you going to pretend you're going to go?
It would appear. So what's the move?
I don't know.
Ask if you could stay with her.
I laugh. I go, what's your address?
Oh.
here you go.
Yeah.
I go, I'll bring the cake and whiskey. Remember, she was upset I didn't give her a cake. And then
where'd the whiskey come from?
She said she wanted
whiskey. Shit. I love whiskey.
Oh, that's right.
Cake. You'll be dead soon. Stop it. You don't need whiskey. You're going to die in a fiery plane crash. Whiskey will just add to the fire. We don't want that. I'll feel fucking... I feel kind of bad if he fucking dies.
Let me tell you something. I don't want to die drunk because, you know, Judgment Day, I'm going to tell Jesus he looks like one of the dudes in Lynyrd Skynyrd, and then that's instant hell.
You don't have to, you don't have to worry about meeting Jesus, pal. You drink as much as you want. Where you're going, it's accepted.
At least I get my day in court. I should get my day in court.
Really?
Look, just... Just switch to wine and throw on some sandals. You'll fit right in.
Yeah.
Funny.
So on the 15th, they go, hey, what is new and exciting? What's the deal? We agreed to give us another chance, but you don't write me. Because like she goes, hello, Davin. Sorry about that. I go, LOL. Hey, how are you? She goes, I'm good. And you? And now we're on to the 16th. I go, I'm good, hon. I don't want you to feel obligated to write. I want you to write. Does that make sense? I want you to write. I want you to want to write. She goes, okay. Okay, Carolyn's back. I go, do you still want to be driving? I think I went to say, do you still want me driving to see you? She said, yes. I go, okay. You need your, okay. I go, I need your address and what type of cake and what type of whiskey. She goes, don't worry. I don't need them anymore. I go, I thought it might be fun to eat cake and get drunk. She goes, I don't need them. Let's talk of something else. I guess we won't be getting an address.
Yeah, I guess not. And she's just like, you know what? I don't need cake enough that I'm going to have to give him some fake address and then I have to listen to him. Wah! I'm standing outside of a men's psychiatric mental ward and you're not here. Wah! I don't want to hear that shit again.
I think that Caroline left me.
Yeah, long time ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You actually went to the Hardy Har-Har house. Yeah,
sure. The Hardy Har-Har house. This is the worst attempt to, like, rekindle. Like, it's like, if, like, why? I don't understand why they're even, they were out. Why are you keeping me in if you're not going to try to woo? You got to woo at this point.
You got to at least attempt to woo.
I need to be wooed.
I think I was busy. I was out with my friends. I mean, that's like when you were 16 and you wrote to, like, a girl at 16. Oh, yeah, that might be.
Maybe I'm talking
and
to a, six-
a professional woman.
Maybe I'm talking to a 16-year-old boy. Who knows? I go, oh, okay, then what do you want to do when I arrive? She goes, you know more better. I go, lots of sex? She goes, for sure, two thumbs up.
Well, at least you're getting something.
Yeah, why are you surprised?
I'm surprised you didn't write, I guess, so.
I'm bringing a gift card and my baby penis. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Right on.
The song says, come as you are. I most certainly will.
Well, who are you suing?
I'm suing no one. She laughs, goes, I go. Much better than cake and whiskey. You are very smart. She goes, LOL, much better. I go, absolutely. And now I'm thinking about sex with you. She laughs. Just take it easy on me, okay? We are all over this place. She can't be bothered to talk to me because she's with her friends. And now, we're all going to get laid.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what?
Now I want to go. I just need this address and I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like an Afghani drone strike. I'm coming from over the horizon. That won't hold up in a year.
No.
I go. She goes, just take it easy on me, okay? I go, nah, I'm going to wear you out. She goes, take it easy. I go, would you prefer slow and sensual? She goes, what do you think about it? I go, I think that would be romantic and lovely. That is really how I envisioned our first time. Lots of kissing. She goes, yeah, lots of kisses on you. This is weird.
This is I'm uncomfortable all of a sudden.
Why are you uncomfortable?
Haven't you
ever heard a grown man talk to a 16-year-old boy pretending to be a grown woman before? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, really. What's wrong with you?
We don't have a long enough show.
Yeah, but now you can afford the sessions because you got a new day program.
This is true. All right. You know what? We're not going to sleep tonight because we're going to talk about what's wrong with me.
Nah, let's not. Let's just have cake and whiskey. She goes, yeah, lots of kisses on you. I go, long and passionate kisses. And then looking into your eyes. That is how I always imagine. She goes, you're so romantic. Davin, it's late here. Oh, Christ. Somebody's getting blue balls.
Wow, yeah.
There I am once again with my dick out.
Oh, my God. They're going to be the decorations on the friggin' cake.
Let's go. Yeah.
I go, I just love you and cherish you. I go, okay, I guess you're saying goodbye for now. She goes, I want to take some sleep to wake up by 2 a.m. in the morning. I go, why so early on a Sunday, boo? She goes, you know the market is open for 24/7 of the day. It has no time. So why 2 a.m.?
Wow, so full of shit. She's still going to go with this I'm a successful trader bullshit.
Well, she does need a $100 gift card.
Yeah, and especially if you do go to the supermarket that's 24 hours. You think you're going to get in and out? No. There's some asshole in front of you with two cases of Motor Oil and some Malamars. So you're not getting anywhere.
I don't think she was talking about that market, Joe. I think she was talking about the foreign exchange market.
Yeah, yes, I was. But I like your vision of who's in front of you at the 24-hour market. And I want to know what they're doing with
both
those things.
Three boxes of Malamars. I'm like, where the fuck are you going?
Home Alone. I had 3 boxes of Malamars. What don't you fucking understand, stupid?
the gallon of milk. Wait a minute.
Listen, if you have 3 boxes of Malamars, you either have a lot of kid and you don't care how fat they get, or you're going home alone. You're going to watch some porn and have your Malamars.
Three boxes?
That's a lot of fucking Malamars.
That's a lot of Malamars.
But there's a lot of porn.
Yeah, this is how I took a week off from work. This is how I'm spending it.
Sounds like a vacation to me. Better than fucking renting a backyard from Swim.
Yeah, with a porta potty to change in. Ew.
For $67 an hour, you can rent a hand and Malamars.
Yeah, I never got that porta potty. Who the hell would want to change in that thing?
Those guys.
They're disgusting.
Those guys. Well, it was new for them.
Yeah,
anyway,
really.
I go. Yeah, I get it. See if you can find some more time for us. Okay. She goes, yeah, definitely. I go, I miss talking like we used to when we got close. She goes, me too. Bye. I'll get back to you.
Me too. I miss talking to you. Bye.
It's the worst reboot ever.
Awful.
I go, okay, baby, sweet dreams. I give her a kiss. She goes, hey, I'm here. She gives me a kiss. Thanks, hon. I go, I love you, boo. She goes, you're welcome. Then that was the 16th. I don't write to her. She doesn't write to me until the 24th of May.
Wait, you're in love. How can your love wait this long?
Because you know what? Because I've told her to make more time. I told her to write more. I'm not going to chase. And I think I had another scammer anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know,
there you go.
I'm not a one scammer type of guy.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Sure. You know, fake Davin has many fake dicks. she goes, so on the 24th, she goes, Davin, what's happening? I go, hi, Carolyn, how are you? What have you been up to? And I don't answer right away. I answer on the 26th.
You are a dick.
Why? I'm not going to fucking jump. Fuck her.
Looks like you won't.
No, I won't. She goes, what do you mean? I go, what do I mean by asking how you are? She goes, you sounded strange. How are you today? I go, by asking how you are? Wouldn't it be weird if I didn't ask? LOL.
And you said it's strange.
You know why? I think she picked up that I called her Caroline. I only call her Caroline when things are bad.
Oh.
Or formal.
Oh, okay.
Trouble.
Yeah, because I was wondering, you said it's strange. How did she...
Caroline, fake name Fuchs, where have you been?
Oh, there's trouble brewing.
There's trouble of you brewing. She goes, it's been a while. I go, I'm good, thanks. Yeah, I go, yeah, I expressed I wanted to talk to you more, but then I didn't hear from you for a week. Now, in real life, you'd be crushed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be blowing up that phone.
In fake life, I was devastated.
In fake life.
In fake life. She goes, so sorry, I was down. I go, I'm the one you should come to when you need to be cheered up, babe. She goes, I'm good now. How have you been? I go, I've been busy and hurt my back, but I'm okay. I'm glad you're better, babe. I worry about you. She goes, thanks, babe. I go, of course, honey. You know I love my Carolyn. She goes, I know. No, I don't. No, I don't.
And she doesn't know it.
She doesn't know. I go, I'm glad you know. What have you been doing this past week? Anything interesting or fun? She goes, not at all. I've been indoors for a while now. I go, I'm sorry, me too. This is the 27th. I go, other than delivering food to the hungry kids and helping the new neighbor lady fix up her house. All right, so the new neighbor lady is somebody new we're adding here.
I noticed that, oh, wait. There's a reason why you consoled yourself with not being spoken to for a whole week, I hear.
Yeah, yeah, we like to add extra elements.
I know. I
mean, it's not the Vassiola twins, but, you know, we do what we got to do.
God, I was just going to talk about them.
And I did throw in the thing I actually was doing, the charity work. Like, I still want to paint myself as a good guy.
Right.
This version of fake Davin is a good guy.
Yeah.
Other versions of fake Davin have been despicable.
Oh, my God.
Not this one.
Okay.
Really? 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 Okay. Really. She goes, that is so kind of you. I go, thanks. Just trying to do good. If I ever get to be with you in person, I'll show you how kind I am, baby. She goes, for sure. Someday we get to meet each other. I don't know if we will. I go, do you ever think about what our first date will be like? She goes, you know better, baby. I go, what do you mean? She goes, how the day will look like and your romantic words to me, baby. I go, I think about it sometimes. I definitely will show you a lovely time. It's weird. We have such a history with each other, but in some ways, it's like we're strangers.
Okay.
She goes, you don't think so. You don't think such. We're not. I go, okay, baby, and I blow her a kiss. She goes, that's good. I go, I wish you were here now. She goes, me too. I go, I think we'll be one of those couples that people look at mostly because of you. And I give her a smiley face because she's so fucking hot.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, and because of Michal. I go, your eyes. There's a vivaciousness to them. You're one of those people who light up a room. I mean, I've never been in a room with you, but that is how you look. It is what I think based on how you carry yourself.
I imagine you light up a room.
Sure. Well, you know, before the before you had electricity, you had to imagine it, Pip.
That's true.
So, she laughs. She goes, I'm just cool. I go, you are cool, baby, and smart, and sexy, and striking. You're a lot of things for sure. She goes, thanks, baby. I really wish I could be with you. Yeah, you do. I go, me too. I would get lost staring into your eyes. She goes, I might see you and never say a word to you. She's being romantic now. Or she's scared.
Yeah, it's like, I would stand there, my eyes wide with fright.
Don't say a word, he might discover me. I get that a lot. I go, your eyes say so much. I think you could tell me a lifetime without uttering a single word. That's some schmaltzy. We're gonna get you damp stuff. That's a good line right there. That's a fucking great line. If you weren't a jaded cum rag, you would fucking love that.
You know, as a jaded cum rag.
Well played. Well played. Speaking for the jaded cum rag constituency, as only you can.
Thank you, my minions.
You handled that very well.
Thank you. I'm not so sure that was a great line.
That's why you're a cum rag. I go, I guess they're not saying a word started now. She laughs. She goes, you're so funny. The server is bad. I go, you just left me with no eyes to stare into but an empty screen. Damn server, take away my baby. She goes, yeah, baby, how have you been? I go, I'm okay, love. My back is a bit messed up, but talking to my woman makes me forget the pain.
Wait, was that real?
It probably.
You mentioned it twice.
I don't remember. You know what? I might have been from a workout.
Okay, because you mentioned it twice, and I was like, is he going for an angle, and he's waiting for her to pick
probably
up on
both.
This?
I wouldn't mention it if I didn't want a reaction.
Yeah, no, I was thinking, is there something that you're trying to say, like, you know, like when your brother died, and she was just
that
like...
That went well.
Yeah, and she's just like, oh, yeah, that's too bad. How about some money, you know? But I was wondering, are you going for an illness?
I'm trying to get across that, you know, I fucked that neighbor girl. Silly, and I heard, no.
Do you... When the first time you said something about your back, this is how sick I am now. I thought, yeah, because he was, you know.
I don't really remember what I was thinking.
Yeah, and then you mentioned the neighbor lady, and I was like, oh, that's what he is saying.
I don't remember. She asks how I've been. I go, I'm okay. I'm okay, love. My back is messed up, but talking to my woman makes me forget the pain.
Forgive me for interrupting. Joe, what the hell are you looking at? He was looking up like he's watching a moth. I was like, kitty, back here. Sorry.
That's all right. She goes, so lovely of you. I go, just how I feel about you. I go, if it wasn't for this virus, this is the week you would be joining me on tour. Well, it is what we discussed anyway. She goes, yeah, I remember that. But the virus is getting to something else. I go, what do you mean, Boo? She go, as you said, this week we would have been a great week for us. I go, it would have been dancing, nice restaurants, beautiful scenery, and my baby. She goes, yeah, just the both of us. I go, yes, waking up with you in my arms would have been a dream come true. She goes, and me too, seeing you by my side each morning, I wake up from sleep would have been more better to me. Let's see. More better to me. That's what I'm going for.
This is just...
You know, you don't like nice things. I go. I would have leaned over and kissed you, and said, "I love you, Caroline." She goes, "I love you, David." And I got four hearts, and I sent her a bunch of hearts back. We're back, baby. We're back.
This is more schmaltzy, hey boo, than you guys have ever been.
Yeah, we're talking now.
Yeah.
I go, just spending the whole day with you, exploring the area with your hand in my hand. Well, that could be taken many ways. She goes, you're so amazing. I really am, because I've told this person a few times what's really going on, and here we are waxing poetic to each other. You know, she is right about that. I am amazing.
Yeah, I mean, how you, like, laid it out. Yeah, you're full of shit, and I know it, but you got sold. And now this one.
Yeah, but it's all up there. I mean, she can fucking sing.
They're too lazy. They never scroll up.
That's not my problem. Scrolling this motion is difficult. I go, I don't know, baby. I just love you, and I'm ready for us to start our lives together. She goes, I'm almost ready, baby, to see how things work this time around. Bunch of kisses. I'm ready to be yours, baby. I go, I very much want that. There is something about you, though, no matter what there is, a chemistry that brings me back to you. A flame, maybe. An intense passion. I don't know, but at the end, it's always Caroline I want. See, you're looking at me, yeah, whatever. You know what? It's because nobody had the fucking temerity to lie to you in that way. Nobody thought well enough of you to butter your biscuit. I can't help that.
Nobody has completely lied to me and tried to take my money.
No, they told you the truth and asked for your benefits. I don't know why you think so jaded.
You know what? That broke me down. Yeah, that's like, just softened
it's
me
like
right
it's
up.
Like you, me, we're out of options, and you have Benny's. Let's get this done.
All right.
Yeah. So
I've been offered worse.
We've all been offered worse. But how dare you? Fake Davin's living the life you can only dream of. She goes, same here, baby. I go, baby, I think you are my destiny. I think my best days lie ahead with you. She goes, baby, I think you're God sent to me. I'd like to think so.
Oh, God. She's buttering you up like you're a giant English muffin.
She goes, I want to spend the rest of my life with you, baby. I go, baby, I want that, too. There's a lot of babies going around here.
I know.
Some of us should have done an album. I go, it's been on my mind a lot, actually. She goes, for sure, my king. Yes, I'm fucking royalty again.
You're the king
We're
again.
Back, Joe. I'm king.
Mm.
Okay. I go. That is frustrating thing about this virus. I feel I lost the chance to show you how special you are to me. She goes, no, you haven't. I'm still there for you, no matter what. I go, I know, baby, but I really want to show you. You should never doubt me again. It will haunt me until we are together, and I can show you how great our life will be together. She goes, I know all that, baby. You've never failed to love me, baby. I owe you my heart of love. Now, this is different, because many times she's called me out for being a failure to show her how much I love.
Yeah, and like you can't cough up a gift card. You must not really love me. But that's what I said. This is much more schmaltzy than you've ever gotten from her.
You think I've been sold again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
This is a different writer.
No.
Yes.
This is somebody who realizes how wonderful I am.
If you choose to interpret it that way, sure.
I go, all I want is your heart, baby. She goes, I want yours, too. I go, you have it, baby. You always have. She goes, thanks, baby. I go, nothing to thanks. It's exactly how I want it. She goes, okay, lovely baby. I go, I think so. I go, do you want children, baby? She goes, yeah, of course. How many do you want? Just three, baby. Just, LOL? We'll be busy chasing kids, LOL. But with you, I'm all in. She laughs. Well, the good news is, I'm going to get laid. And I give the devil thing.
Oh, my God.
She goes, how do you mean? I go, well, if the kids are mine, we're going to have sex, silly. She goes, I love that silly type, baby. I go, you love silly sex? She goes, yeah, baby. Silly ones. I go, now I have to make you come and laugh, LOL. She laughs. I've done that before.
Simultaneously?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No, it's usually not in the same
moment. Mm.
I go, I'm up to the task. She goes, okay, I'm waiting. She goes, I go, it'll be worth the wait. She goes, okay, baby. I go, do you ever think what we'll be like together? She goes, in bed, I mean. She goes, I've never thought of it. I go, really? I have, LOL. She goes, then tell me. I go, I might get a little steamy, baby. She goes, yeah. I go, do you like steamy? I go, what a weird time to go silent. I guess you prefer silly sex to steamy sex.
Wait.
She went silent again.
Oh, God.
She goes, yeah, I love it. I have to go now. I go, where are you going, baby? She goes, I have something to attend to. I will be back, baby. Okay. I go, okay, have a nice time. She goes, thanks, baby, and you too. She goes, love you, baby. I go, I love you. I go, I love you, baby. And that's where we will leave it.
That is really, that was just so much baby.
What do you mean?
How's anybody buying? Do people talk to each other like this?
Yeah, people in love in the beginning of a relationship, sure.
I mean,
I've never had, you know, I mean, yeah, you do. I mean, especially if you're having a long-distance relationship, yeah, you do. Of course you do. So, yeah, what else can you do?
I don't know. They just sound like the most meaningless conversations and just like...
What are you talking about? We talk about how we want to have sex. Some of it's silly. Some of it's steamy. We're talking about having three kids.
Yeah, but that was probably the most substance that you got out of that. Ugh. Not my style.
You and Mr. Helix never waxed poetic to each other?
No. Not like that, no.
He's a fucking musician. He couldn't fucking muster up something?
He's not a songwriter.
he couldn't have a backbeat for you or something?
We have a different romantic style.
Yeah, you guys had like a horror wedding ceremony.
Yeah.
And then a horror life. But no, I'm just kidding. That was a joke.
No, it just sounds like, Joe, is it like extra schmaltzy and like baby goo goo kind of talk?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
You don't think in the beginning Joe and Joe's girl were doing that shit? Because they weren't seeing each other as much as they want. You don't think there was a lot of baby and love you?
Not to that extent.
Oh, I think so.
I don't think so.
Oh, I think so.
Not to the saccharine side of this.
Yeah, right?
We'll have to see those texts.
No, we're not.
Those were burned because he was still married at the time.
He's a smart man.
And somebody else. Anyway. But anyway. Listen, when you're in the beginning, and remember, this is a new beginning. This time these kids are going to make it. This time it's for reals.
It just sounds like...
Not with their friends.
Yeah,
Joe, listen. I mean, friends are important, too.
No, it just sounds incredibly immature. And like how I imagine, I don't know, teenagers... would, you know, yes, baby, oh my boo, oh my, but it's just.
When people are, you gotta remember, it's that infatuation thing. Now, you might
it's
say.
Explaining me human behavior.
Well, because you clearly don't know. You clearly have never loved somebody enough to say nice things to them.
That's not true.
Yeah, but, your nice thing for them is, I'll pick up the Wendy's. I mean, like.
Do you hear that, honey?
Honey, I'll pick up the Wendy's and I'll pay the fucking bills. And don't get me wrong, two very lovely things that any man would be happy to hear.
See that?
I'm just saying.
I still got it.
I'm just saying it's not exactly what Shakespeare wrote about.
No. But you know what? Neither was what that was. I'm not knocking your writing skills while you're doing
this. I feel not.
It's between the two of you. Yes, baby. I love you, baby. Baby, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, yes. You know, flowers and baby. You have written much more... either loving or sexy talk or something with the scammers. This was nauseating.
When I write the good lines, you don't like them.
No, that's not true.
I could lose a lifetime in your eyes or something like that. Whatever. You know what? You're just fucking jaded. That's what it is.
What did you call me before?
A jaded cum rag?
Yes, that's... Oh.
You know, I must take a moment and apologize... to Jada Cumrags, who might be listening. How dare I insinuate that Pip was anything like you? I apologize.
That's better.
Yes.
Our audience needs to be treated better than you have been.
And at least better than you.
Thank you.
They have value.
Yes.
Although you were the Joe Curry commemorative comedy champion for a segment.
I'd like to thank all my friends, the Jada Cumrags.
If it's gonna be an accurate award from Joe, it's not fucking Pure Leaf. That's some pricey iced tea. Joe is giving you like some fucking Lipton or Bowl and Barrel ShopRite fucking knockoff brand. He's not giving you Pure Leaf tea. Let's be at best, if he likes you, and I believe he does, you are getting the 99-cent large can of Arizona iced tea that one gets at the 7-Eleven, which is delectable.
I fucking love that.
Of course.
Good prize.
Yeah. That's a really good prize. This has a lid, however, and I was traveling.
Joe's not investing in a lid for you. Joe, if you are going to savor the Joe Curry Prize iced tea, you will get a piece of toilet paper, crumple it up in a ball, and put it in the hole.
Napkin, I've done that.
Yeah, of course you have.
Joe, am I lid worthy?
Yes.
Thank you.
He just wants the segment to end because he's tired.
Yeah,
he doesn't.
I agree.
He doesn't mean that. Look at him. Please.
I know. He's
he just knows he's dying next week and he's trying to stay out of hell. That's all that was.
I know he's a sleepy boy. I gotta drive. I feel you.
Stupid's gonna show up to hell with a fucking Lipton iced tea, and Satan's gonna go, and this is why you're here. You cheap motherfucker knew. Now, you know you're seeing the Prince of Darkness, and you can't even spring for a fucking Snapple. Fun fact, you know what burns white pasty skin? Flames, stupid, for eternity!
Joe, I feel ya. I'm part Scottish, too. I get it.
Yeah, all right.
There you go.
All right. Like to thank Sensei Russ Fridico for his continued support. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
Side-splitting Productions for all your comedic needs. You need a comic to entertain at your house, at your venue, at a fundraiser, sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094. Joe, will you be this week?
I will be this Friday. Let's try that again. Take two. This Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th, I will be at the Comedy Cove, 595 Morris Avenue in Springfield, New Jersey. Show times at 9 p.m. Dial 973-376-3840 or go to browntickets.com/event/519-3914.
You got them to respond to an email. Mazel tov.
Yeah.
How long did that take?
A little bit. I think I got a recommendation when I did tips at the Compound Show, so I kind of got an in on that.
There you go. All right. This week, Wednesday, September 1st, I'll be fighting in the remnants of Hurricane Ida as I drive to, oddly enough, Watertown, Connecticut.
Oh God!
Yeah.
At the Sunset Grill. I don't think we'll be seeing sunset. It's an early show though. It's a 6:30 show. So make sure you come out to Watertown, Connecticut. Tickets 860-417-6680. 860-417-6688. Did I say 80? It's 88.
You said 80.
Stupid. 88. 6688. I'm reading it like Joe now. All right. Well, the clock is counting. Joe's life is on the clock. Pip's career is on the clock. Tune in next week because either one could be gone at any moment.
That's right.
It's true.
Well, any of us. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening or watching.